Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh. What I'd give for the
time I've wasted,
the love that I've tasted, I was wrong.
This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 59 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Curfew still in effect for a mile square area of downtown Los Angeles, as Governor Gavin Newsom says federal troops are only inflaming the situation, which began with ICE arrests all around Southern California.
Trump is pulling a military dragnet all across Los Angeles, well beyond his stated intent to just go after violent and serious criminals. His agents are arresting dishwashers, gardeners, day laborers, and seamstresses.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Capitol Hill defending the move to deploy troops to Los Angeles, a congressional hearing at times devolving into a shouting match with some of the members. Elon Musk has stepped back from his explosive feud with President Trump, writing on X that he regrets some of what he recently posted about the president. The world's most popular TikTok star, Khaby Lame, has left the United States after being detained by immigration agents in Las Vegas. He is a Senegalese-Italian and has not spoken publicly about it. This is ABC News. 3 days of national mourning have begun in Austria after a mass shooting at a school in the city of Graz. 10 people murdered, 9 are teenage students and a teacher. Police say the shooter died by suicide in Austria. ABC's Tom Sufi-Burridge.
I think most people here are just in utter disbelief that this has happened. It's a very, very beautiful city, but it's been a very, very dark day. But most people here are talking about the city coming together. The atmosphere at the vigil, the candlelit vigil we'd just come back from, was one of real quiet and reflection as people try and make sense of what was, you know, on the face of it, a completely senseless attack.
Investigators are still looking for a motive in the attack. Concerns in the San Francisco Bay Area with wild pigs on the loose. The population has been booming over the last 3 years, and the pigs have been destroying yards and eating endangered plants. They've also become more of a problem in other places, including Texas and Florida. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 85, partly sunny and quite warm, a slight chance of a shower. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Locally, heavy rain possible, a low of 59. Thursday, variable clouds and cooler, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 74. For Friday, warm and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms continuing and a high of 79. We have a south to southwest wind at 3 miles per hour. After a low of 57, we're up from that. Right now it is 60 degrees in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Yesterday, a pretty nice day in southwest Wisconsin. We hit a high of 77. Today is Wednesday, June 11th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day.
Christy Lane, as we start the day in a positive way, one day at a time. That's all you can do, right? Step by step. Before that, we opened up our broadcast day officially with National Anthem renditions, sung performed by Maggie Rose. Here we are, together again, friends, Phil Nee with you, arriving back from the North, Blair Taylor High School. We just got back a little bit ago, really. Took a little while to get back. Henry stopping at all the eating places on the way home. But we're here, ready to go for another day in southwest Wisconsin. I looked in the mirror and I think my nose got sunburned a little bit yesterday. Yep, it feels like it. It's not from drinking one too many skis now. Come on. Let's start those chores.
My woman had the softest loving eyes I'll ever see, but she soon learned to paint them up, just trying to please me. And I can't forget the time she cried that stuff all down her face. Then my lady disappeared without a trace. But somehow the man's got to carry on, and I'm not the kind to count the days and minutes she's been gone. If you ask how many years, I wouldn't know. But it was a million light years ago. It was
was a million light years ago.
Why did I try to change her? What was I thinking of? From the color of her hair to the way that she made me love. But I changed her once too often, or she'd still be here today. Then my lady packed the things and moved away. But somehow a man has got to carry on. And I'm not the kind to count the days and minutes she's been gone. If you ask how many years, I wouldn't know. But it was a million light years ago. Was a million light years ago.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down.
Marty Stewart on the Milk House Show from WRCO Radio. Enjoy breakfast with the 50th Richland County Wagon Train each morning through Friday from 7 until 9 at the Mick Memorial Park Shelter in Hub City. You can also watch the wagon train leave the park daily at 9. Wednesday night will also feature an auction, and Thursday night from 6 until 8 featuring karaoke as well. We saw the wagon train rolling out yesterday out of Hub City. Looked like a good group there, and lots of nice horses and wagons. Also, let's see, what else is going on? Wisconsin Secure Program Facility in Boscobel is hosting an American Red Cross blood drive from 10 until 3 today. The drive is located in the M building at the east end of the parking lot. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and use sponsor code WI Secure. Walk-ins are certainly welcome for that event. A steak sandwich drive-through supper will be held tonight from 4:30 until 7 or until gone at Backroads Church in Boscobel. The meal includes a large steak sandwich, cheesy potatoes, and a chocolate chip bar for $12. Proceeds benefiting the Feed My Starving Children mobile pack. Pre-orders are available by calling Renee at 608-553-7825. The Music in the Parks, presented by the Friends of Vernon County Parks and Forest Concert Series, will be held again tonight, and that will be featuring the music of Chip Cruz. The free concert runs from 6 until 8:30. For more information, you can visit VernonCountyFriends.org or follow them on Facebook.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
We have a check of sports now, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday in high school baseball, sectional semifinals and finals. It was Highland getting the win 9-2 over Boscobel and Pittsville 2-1 over Blair Taylor. Pittsville advances to state with a 13-3 win over Highland in five innings. Also yesterday, Johnson Creek was a winner over Belmont 8-4, and they advanced to state after a victory in the final 9-1 over Elkhart Lake Glen Beulah. Division 3, Fenimore got by Cuba City 1-0. Westby was a winner against Mondovi 2-0, and Fenimore is headed to state after a 3-2 win against Westby. Also, Reedsburg had a big day at Wisconsin Dells, winning 7-1 over Lodi. Turner was a 7-0 winner over Edgerton, and Reedsburg beat Turner 6-1 as the Reedsburg Beavers going to state now in high school baseball. The state tournament at Fox City Stadium gets underway next week. State softball starts today at Goodman Diamond in Madison. Jackson Churio and Jake Bowers hit home runs. Quinn Priester struck out 7 in 6 strong innings, and the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Atlanta Braves 4-1. Churio put the Brewers on the board with a 409-foot 2-run home run in the third off Grant Holmes. Nice win for the Brewers. They'll play again today, getting set for the action, and that'll be a daytime game. 1:10 first pitch time, Atlanta at Milwaukee later today on WRCE. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami 3-2 over Pittsburgh. The Cubs grabbed a victory against Philadelphia 8-4. The Mets 5-4 over Washington. San Francisco 6 and Colorado 5. San Diego 11-1 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Detroit 5, Baltimore 1. Boston 3-1 over Tampa Bay. Texas 6, Minnesota 4. The Yankees 10, Kansas City 2. White Sox 4, Houston 2. And the Angels 2-1. Over the Athletics. Interleague play. Cincinnati 1-0 over Cleveland, Toronto 10, St. Louis 9, and Arizona 10-3 over Seattle. That's an update on sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Good morning, 61 degrees at WRCO. We're headed toward 85 later on today, so it will be a little bit warmer later today as we ride the roller coaster seesaw here in June between cool days and warm days. Coming up, the aerobic polka to officially begin our workout, sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All righty then. Stretch out. Get ready. Ouch. Here we go. It's aerobic polka time. A one and a two and a... All right, you boys, there you go. The Don Peachy Band and Happy Days Are Here Again Polka. Well, that's good. Getting you in a good mood for a Wednesday, the 11th of June. Lots of things to see and do and tell you about and rodeo about. And we have chances to win and qualify throughout the morning here on WRCO. Stay tuned. Here's Billy Thundercloud with the Chief Tone.
Well, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, oh, the Wanderer. I roam around and round and round and round and round. Well, it's Joan on my left, Mary's on my right. Jean is the girl that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and show a rosy on my chest. They call me the Wanderer, oh, the Wanderer. I roam around and round and round and round and round. Well, I roam from town to town. I go through life without a care. I'm as happy as a clown with my two-fist down, but I'm going nowhere. I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. Well, I roam from town to town. And when I find myself just falling for some girl, I hop right in that car of mine and drive around the world. They call me the Wanderer, oh, the Wanderer. I roam around and round and round and round and round. Well, I roam from town to town. I go through life without a care. I'm as happy as a clown. I will my two-fish down, but I'm going nowhere. Never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, oh, oh, the Wanderer. I roam around and round and round and round and round. Yeah, the Wanderer, oh, oh, the Wanderer. I roam around and round and round and round and round.
I ought to know what it's like to lose at love. I've done it enough, and I ought to know. But then you came my way and tore away the fear of pain. I won't lose again, this time I know. I've got a winner in you. No way I can lose a love I can hold on to. I've got a winner in you. I know how it feels when you try and try again, and then you never win. I know how it feels. Oh, but this time around I finally found what it's all about. They write songs about the way that I feel. I've got a winner in you. No way I can lose a love I can hold on to. I've got a winner in you. I've got a winner in you. No way I can lose a love I can hold on to. I've got a winner in you.
Don Williams and a winner in you here on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Today, partly sunny and quite warm, a slight chance of a shower, and a high of 85 later. We're up 4 from the overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It reads 61 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Dinner for 100,000? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the U.S. Senate has confirmed Stephen Vaden as Deputy Ag Secretary at USDA. Vaden is a former judge of the U.S. Court of International Trade. He also served as the general counsel for USDA during the first Trump administration. Wisconsin FFA members teamed up to prepare meals for those in need. It was part of FFA's Day of Service, held Monday before the state convention officially began. Students worked in shifts to pack thousands of meal bags for school and community backpack programs and for hungry people around the world.
Exact number is 100,224.
Scott Norm is with Iowa-based Meals from the Heartland.
We do a lot with FFA chapters, so we do pretty much all the states around Iowa as well as Iowa. One thing led to another, and we ended up here this year.
Meals from the Heartland purchases non-perishable items, which volunteers package in sealed bags, which get boxed, palleted, and shipped to various sites, feeding about 622,000 students in the U.S. and around the world every day.
The soy we use comes from Cargill in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The rice we're using today comes from Riceland, and they're located in Arkansas. The vegetable mix as well as the vitamin blend all come from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
Wisconsin FFA students were joined by volunteers from FFA convention sponsors Cargill, Corteva, and John Deere. Critical biofuels policies remain under review by the Trump administration, and some ethanol groups are concerned time is running out. Brownfield's Kellen Havikin filed this report from the International Fuel and Ethanol Workshop.
Renewable Fuels Association's Jeff Cooper says the EPA administrator has expressed the final rule for the renewable fuel standard will be in place by November 1 to allow time for public comment.
We're sort of in limbo right now with the RVOs, with the small refinery exemption petitions. There's just a lot of anxiety and sort of pent-up energy in the industry waiting for some signal.
But Brian Jennings with the American Coalition for Ethanol tells Brownfield,
I'd rather see a good, strong renewable volume than having a not very good one come out early. So I'm not going to get wound up on the timing.
Executive Director of the Nebraska Ethanol Board, Ben Rhodes, says a strong rule will allow the Cornhusker state to meet production demand.
I think you're going to see not only the production in Nebraska go up from our slightly over 2 billion gallons to maybe more near our actual capacity of 2.5 billion gallons.
From Omaha, I'm Kellen Havikin on Brownfield.
Many farmers are applying in-season fertilizers. Northern Minnesota crop and livestock producer Shane Isney says there were some nitrogen and urea shortages locally. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
A light round of direct cash cattle trade took place on Tuesday, and cash hogs were sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. There was a light round of direct cash cattle business reported in Texas Tuesday. Live deals were marked at $235. That was $5 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. A few bids also surfaced in Kansas at $235 live. Look for additional trade to take place over the balance of the week. At the Callaway Livestock Market in Missouri, steer calves 400 to 500 pounds were steady to firm with spots of $7 higher. Steers 500 to 700 pounds were steady to firm with instances of $10 higher on 550 to 600 pound steers. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate supply. Overall, it was a good quality offering of calves and yearlings, and the market remains very active. Medium and large one feeder steer, 653 to 685 pounds, brought 330.50 to 356.50. Box beef closed sharply higher and higher with strong demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 451 at 371.76. Select closed 91 cents higher at 359.84. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a big negotiated run. Processors got more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand continues to play a role in the market. Global demand overall has been strong, which has helped provide some price support, but China remains a wild card, and the industry is monitoring this round of trade talks between the two nations. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 262 with a weighted average of 105.84. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.85 higher with a weighted average of 106.18. And the Western Corn Belt closed $1.50 higher with a weighted average of 106.21. Pork values were higher, up 59 cents at 110.88. Bellies were sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 500 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were higher ahead of widespread direct business. And hog futures closed mostly lower on spread trade with ongoing concerns about demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 21 Timsack Auction Realty. We'll say results at upcoming events. We had a smaller sale last week. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Neon signs, toy tractors, boats, mower, tools, and much more. Online only auction ending June 11th at 6 p.m. Soft close. If you have any machinery or implement you're looking to sell for our next auction, give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hester. Have a great day.
Direct cattle trade Tuesday was light at 235 live. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are mixed, watching development weather. July beans were 1¾ higher at 10.57¾. August was up 1¾ at 10.49½. July corn was up 5¼ at 4.38¾. September was 3¼ higher at 4.25½. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were higher, watching that direct trade develop. August live was down $1.05 at 2.18.20. October was 22 lower at 2.15.65. August feeders were $1.50 higher at 3.13.15. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads with July $1 higher at 108.20 and August 30 cents lower at 109.80. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A Nebraska company is producing a combine header that picks up two crop beds at a time. More today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Bish Enterprises of Giltner, Nebraska has developed a combine header that can take two crop beds at a time versus one, essentially doubling the efficiency of the process. Company CEO Andrew Bish.
Combines today cost anywhere from $650,000 to $950,000. This header is right around $100,000, a lot cheaper than running another combine. And then, of course, you got your operator cost, fuel cost, maintenance cost. Add all that up, between 1,600 and 2,000 acres, you'll have this header paid for.
Bish says the header will fit a variety of combine makes with bolt-on adapter parts. He says farmers are dealing with high input costs and low market prices, and the company looks to compensate with innovation.
Anytime we can bring lower costs to the producer, we're happy to do that here at Bish Enterprises. Our company's been in business since 1976. I'm a third-generation operator in a family-owned business, and we're proud to support American farmers and the food supply in the United States.
Bish is taking orders for delivery for harvest this fall. Learn more at bishenterprise.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace and Richland Center, Muscadet and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More praise for the whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The executive director of Nebraska's State Dairy Association says getting whole milk and 2% milk back into the school lunch program is good for the dairy industry and students. Chris Boske tells Brownfield.
There's taste test study data out there that is significantly in favor of whole milk being offered, and the research shows that it develops the minds, it develops the bones, and it develops the body.
And he says
some schools are saying that kids aren't taking the milk because, well, it doesn't taste that great. It's low fat. And bringing that fat back into it just significantly increases the flavor profile and will increase demand at the school level as well.
The bill advanced from the Senate Ag Committee a week ago. It's June Dairy Month, and the director of Missouri's Ag Department says Missouri's dairy industry is vibrant. Chris Chin tells Brownfield a lot has changed over the years, and there's opportunity for growth if farmers want to pass on the dairy to the next generation.
With the American Foods Group coming in to Warren County with America's Heartland Pack, we now have a new market in Missouri for cull cattle, and they want dairy cattle. We have more of a value market for their cull animals when it comes time to sell them.
An official Dairy Month proclamation happened last week at Twin Knobs Dairy in Douglas County, Missouri. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a half a cent to 57 and a quarter, two sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks were unchanged to 185 and three quarters. Cheese barrels remained unchanged to 186. No cheese sales were recorded. Butter prices went down 4.5 cents to 250 and a half. It was a busy day on the butter market with 30 sales and plenty of offers. Non-fat dry milk went unchanged at 126 and a half, three sales made there. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Now is a great time to take care of your fleet with exclusive deals on genuine Case IH parts and service, including maintenance solutions, select Riemann parts, precision farming products, and more. Earn a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants with your Productivity Plus account. Plus, enjoy 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters to prepare your machines for next season. Visit Johnson Tractor in Richland Center to save on genuine Case IH parts and service. Hello, kids. Good morning. The forecast for today calls for a high in the mid-80s. So, yeah, wear your best summer gear today. Partly sunny and quite warm with a slight chance of a shower. Scattered showers likely tonight. A low of 59. Locally heavy rain possible. And Thursday, variable clouds and cooler. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. A high of 74. We have a west-northwest wind at 4. It is 62 degrees. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it was kind of interesting. Weather yesterday as we headed toward Blair Taylor, whatever direction that is, mostly north. We left here. Prediction was for 78 degrees. And we got almost there. It was raining. And we got there and it was 60 degrees. Like, man, wow, you're not this far north. But anyway, it took it like all day. And then we did eventually get 78, but it took a long, long time yesterday. And I don't believe too many places had rain. We did have a little bit of rain on the way up there yesterday. It sounds like there could be some on the way in the next 24 to 48 hours. This is Wednesday, June 11th. Here's Willie Nelson on the Milk House Show.
Well, hello there. It's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Oh, I guess that I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, but it seems now that it was only yesterday. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? I hope that he doing fine. I heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Now that's the same thing that you told me. Seems like just the other day. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away? I gotta go now. I guess I'll see you around. Don't know when, though. Never know when I'll be back in town. But remember what I tell you. In time, you're gonna pay. And it's surprising how time slips away.
Alone until my 18th year, we met 4 springs ago. She was shy and had a fear. No. super way. We held each other close at night and traded dreams each day. And she said, Rocky, I've never been in love before. Don't know if I can do it, but if you let me lean on you, take my hand, I might get through it, through it. I said, baby, oh sweet baby, it's love that sets us free. And God knows if the world should end, your love is safe with me. We found an old gray house, and you would not believe the way we worked at night to fix it up, took classes in the day. Painting walls and sipping wine, sleeping on the floor. With so much love with just two, soon we found there'd be one more. And she said, Rocky, I've never had a baby before. Don't know if I can do it, but if you let me lean on you, take my hand, I might get through it, through it. I said, baby, oh sweet baby, it's love that sets us free. And God knows if the world should end, your love is safe with me. We had lots of problems then, but we had lots of fun. Like the birthday party when our baby girl turned one. I was proud and satisfied, life had so much to give. Till the day they told me that she didn't have long to live. She said, Rocky, I've never had to die before. Don't know if I can do it. Now it's back to two again, my little girl and I, who look so much like her sweet mother. Sometimes it makes me cry. I sleep alone at nights again, I walk alone each day. And sometimes when I'm about to give in, I hear her sweet voice say to me, Rocky, you know you've been alone before. You know that you can do it, but if you'd like to lean on me, take my hand, I'll help you through it, through it. I said, baby, sweet baby, it's love that sets us free. And God knows if the world should end, your love is safe with me. She said, Rocky, you know you've been alone before. You know that you can do it.
But if you'd like to... A Forgotten Story song from Dickie Lee and Rocky. That was before Rocky Balboa came out. Right now, WRCO, it is 62 degrees as we head toward weather time. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher is coming up next.
It's early. It's local. It's strong. Just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show. Only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Start your engines and cruise into Father's Day weekend at the Wizards of Rod's Fun Run number 44, June 13th, 14th, and 15th at Warren's Log Cabin and Grounds in Warren's, Wisconsin. Friday, line up at 5 for a cruise to the Fish Fry at County Line Bar and Grill. All are welcome to join. Get ready for Saturday's Dress Vintage Fun Day with free NSRA inspections, games, a 50-50 raffle, and DJ Bel Air Beats spinning hot rod hits all weekend long. Don't miss the Pinup Beauty Pageant at 1 p.m., the Little Miss Wizard Contest, and a Men's Beard Contest at 3:30. Join the Poker Run through the countryside. Prizes awarded and a potluck dinner waiting when you get back. And don't miss the flame-throwing vehicles lighting up the night. Weather permitting, Sunday at Show and Shine Day. Car registration at 9 to 11:30. Awards begin at 2:30 with cool competitions, a pedal car show, and fun for the whole family, all at no charge. That's June 13th through the 15th, this weekend in Warren's, Wisconsin. Wizards of Rod's Fun Run number 44, cruising and camping through the decades. Be there. Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a rather warm day out there, certainly feeling like summer today with that mild air push from the southwest. Now, there is a weak cool front settling in from southern Minnesota into central Wisconsin. This might produce an isolated light shower around here today, but most of the time it should be dry. We will have a much higher chance of showers and thunderstorms, though, tonight into early tomorrow as a bigger push of moisture comes in. And with this, a few of the storms could be on the heavier side with some small hail and downpours, so keep an eye on the situation. The potential is there of picking up something like a half inch to an inch and a half of rain across the region through tomorrow morning. We should get a relative break throughout much of tomorrow, and then the scattered showers and storms increasing tomorrow night into Friday as low pressure sweeps from the Dakotas up through Minnesota toward northern Wisconsin. So that'll be moving through, keeping a stamp. Finally should end by Saturday morning, then the rest of the weekend looking pretty quiet. Here's that forecast for today, partly sunny and rather warm. That slight chance of a shower, high in the middle 80s. Southwest wind 5 to 15, becoming northwest. And tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Locally heavy rain possible, low at 59 degrees. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and cooler. Scattered showers and storms likely with a high of 74. East wind up to 10. Still some off and on showers and storms Thursday night into Friday. It will be on the warm and muggy side Friday with a high in the upper 70s to around 80. Saturday cooler. Chance of light showers early in the morning, then breaks of sun later in the day. Low in the mid-50s with a high near 72. Sunday, quite a bit of sunshine and seasonal, high 78. Monday, warm and muggy with thunderstorms likely by late afternoon, high near 82 degrees. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
62 degrees. Yesterday's high was 77 here at the studios. The record high for June 11th, 1976. We tapped out at 96. Record low, 39 in 1958. Last year's high was 77 and the low, 46. Sunset will happen at 8:42 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:21 tomorrow morning. West winds right now are at 2 to 3 miles per hour. Barometer at 30.04 and no precipitation today. We've been as low as 57 on the rain on the temperature gauge. No rain in the rain gauge today. And with cloudy skies, it is 62 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop. By the Homesteaders Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Los Angeles city leaders taking new steps to try to calm things following days of protests against